NBC commentator, Don Goddard.
Ladies and gentlemen, the clocks here in the NBC newsroom at this moment point to exactly 3:32 o'clock Eastern Wartime. 32 minutes past 3 o'clock in the morning. And that is the hour and the minute when, yesterday morning, the world was electrified by a terse, calm voice from Britain. In just one historic sentence in these words. Under the command of General Eisenhower, Allied naval forces, supported by strong air forces, began landing Allied armies this morning on the northern coast of France. At 3:32 New York time, we heard, as President Roosevelt said in his prayer to Almighty God just a few hours ago, that our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. It is perhaps appropriate at this time, exactly 24 hours since the first word flashed of that of Hitler's bedeviled continent, to review the news, official and otherwise, that's been flowing in about this biggest military operation of all the long history of many wars. American and British parachute and glider-borne troops carried the burden of the first phase of that assault. German sources tell of at least four divisions of these fighting men coming down behind the Atlantic Wall to grab bridges and other strategic points, to carry out demolitions. The transport planes carrying these seasoned combat divisions fill the purple dawn, stretching out for 200 miles. The choppy waters between England and France at the same time were black with ships, 4,000 ships, and 1,000 more of landing craft. The air was filled with the incessant throb of Allied bombers and fighters, 11,000 of them supporting the transport planes and the ships. The amphibious soldiers waded and swam ashore in the light of that early morning along the 100-mile stretch of French coast from Cherbourg to Le Havre. And after these 24 hours, only one French town definitely stands out in the welter of official Allied statements and enemy rumors and report. The town of Caen, about 10 miles inland from the coast of France, midway between Cherbourg and Le Havre. Prime Minister Churchill told us that fighting was raging inside the town of Caen. A British report heard by NBC said later that at one point, north of Caen, our troops had pushed 13 miles inland. To this hour, however, no report has come from any quarter of a major engagement. Apparently, the German counterattack has not started to this hour. Our losses in that first day are described as light. In this review, I've eliminated most of the enemy claims, but they are many and fantastic, as you know. One of the most remarkable facts of the first day was the almost total absence of the Luftwaffe. Eisenhower's communique number 2, issued last night, reports that all landings on the Norman coast had, quote, succeeded. Now also Berlin is reporting new landings under the cover of naval squadrons. Our naval losses so far, reported, amount to only 2 destroyers and 1 landing barge. Allied headquarters has not given much specific news to this hour. We're waiting for more definite developments, but the utterances of all our leaders have been confident. Said the Allied Naval Commander, Admiral Sir Bertram Ramsay, "We have broken the crust and started off on the right foot. We have caught the enemy on the wrong foot. Now we must try not to give him balance." This is Don Goddard in the NBC newsroom in New York.
Our program of music now continues. Special invasion musicale with Henry Nosco and the NBC Orchestra as we hear the King Cotton March. ladies and gentlemen, may we remind you again that this program will be interrupted for the latest invasion news as it is received in the NBC newsroom. Now the NBC Orchestra offers a musical salute to our director. Orchestra enjoys a brief respite. We offer you George Shackley, our artist of the console, at the NBC organ in a group of familiar melodies. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as part of this special invasion musicale, we have presented George Shackley, our artist of the console at the NBC organ here in Radio City, New York. Now we turn to the orchestra, the NBC orchestra, directed by Henry Nosco, and we hear the delightfully swaying measures of the waltz, Voices of Spring by Johann Strauss.
Thank you.
the NBC Orchestra continues this special invasion musicale with a composition of Borowski, the title of which is its own best description, Adoration. The NBC Orchestra came to you through the National Broadcasting Company.